Welcome to this episode of the AI Show, where we're going to talk about Bing Custom Search with Mahesh. Tell us about yourself, my friend.
Hey, Seth. Thank you for having me here. I'm Mahesh. I'm a part of Bing API team. I'm one of the product lead for Bing Custom Search, which is a new product we launched just 4 months ago. And there are thousands of customers across the globe who are using this product. Mm-hmm. And it's very competitive, and it's so easy to set up a quick site search experience using Bing Custom Search API.
All right, well, let's dive in.
Sure. So Bing Custom Search, it is part of Cognitive Services, as most of you are familiar with Cognitive Services ecosystem, and we have several APIs in Cognitive Services. And here is where you will go to understand more about all the search APIs, what we offer. Go to azure.com, Cognitive Services, and search directory, we have all these search APIs listed. And if you click on Custom Search, Bing Custom Search API, you will see developer guide, pricing information, and also you can try it for free. We are offering 1,000 free queries for developers to try it out as well. And we offer great support through Stack Overflow forums too.
I see.
So now I'm going to start showing how easy it is to set up a custom search experience.
So let's start with, once we go there, what is custom search? Like, why would it be something that I use, and how would I use it?
Absolutely. Custom search is an ads-free product, and it's very easy to use. It allows you to alter the results, alter the parameters at any given time, mm-hmm. just by allowing you to change any parameters what you want as part of your custom search instance. And you can use custom search in multiple ways. One is as a site search, where you just need to add a specific site you want to surface results for your users, and that's it. That's all it takes to create a site search experience. And you can also use it as a vertical search. A vertical search is nothing but a topic-based search. Let's say, for example, if you are setting up a news company or a travel company, all you need to do is just add information about news sites or travel related sites, and that's it. That's all it takes to create a vertical search experience.
That's pretty cool. All right, let's dive in. Let's see how you do it.
Great. So I'm just going to customsearch.ai. I already logged in using my Microsoft account, and you can log in using your Outlook.com or other email accounts. And this is how the admin portal will look like. And what I'm going to do for this demo is create a new instance, and I'm going to show you how easy it is to set up a site search experience.
And so an instance is like a new container for doing search.
Exactly. So you're just having it as an admin portal. You just create a new search instance where you are adding specific sites you want your users to see the results from, and that's what you will do from this admin portal.
Awesome.
So now what I'm going to do for this demo is I'm just going to call azure.com instance. As a test instance, I wanted to show. And now, as a next step, what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a specific site. I want to enable a site search experience for my users. So for instance, I'm just going to say azure.com. This is where I want to surface results for my users. And to test whether it's working or not, I'm going to say, for example, Azure function. So this is the keyword. So as you see here, as soon as I typed in Azure functions as the keyword, I see all the results set here. What happened on the back end is already Bing index is so powerful. We obviously azure.com was part of the Bing index, and we know that an user, when they are performing a search for Azure functions, I'm going to surface results only from the site, which is azure.com, I added to my site search instance.
I see. So this is literally like a search that comes from Bing, but that you're harnessing for your own website.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now, and it's not just one site you can add. Currently, we allow up to 400 sites. You can add up to 400 sites to your own custom search instance.
I see.
And deliver results for your users only from those sites. And also, instead of you manually typing all the sites, if you have the list of sites in a notepad, you can always use the bulk upload functionality what we have in order to upload a list of websites to your custom search instance.
And this is pretty cool, because let's just say you have a network of bloggers, yeah. right, and you want to have a unified search across everything
right.
you do.
Right.
You just add all those websites, and this custom search will return results from all of them.
Absolutely.
Cool.
So the other key thing is, you know, if you don't want to show certain results for your users, you can always use the blocking functionality. Think of certain forum results must be annoying for some of mm-hmm. your users, and you wanted to block those results. If you choose to do that, you can always use the blocking functionality. And for this example, I'm just going to block this specific site from appearing to my end users. So I'm just blocking this specific site here. And now when I refresh this query, what's going to happen is this specific site which I blocked is not going to show in my custom search results. And that's what you see here. We also have other functionalities such as pinning.
This is cool though, like the blocking, like it makes sense because let's just say you're a public website, uh-huh. but you allow people to put comments.
Right.
You don't necessarily want that to be a reflection of what people search for.
Exactly. Cool. So that is where a lot of customers are making use of our blocking functionality because they can decide what kind of results they want to show it to your end users.
Awesome.
And we also have other great functionality called pinning. Pinning is nothing but you have an option to pin a specific site to appear at the top of your result set.
Got it.
So you show only relevant results that really that a customer really wants to see. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say, for example, you know, I wanted to just surface this specific result set. Let's say, for instance, general feedback top ideas. I wanted to pin this specific site to the top of my result set for this particular query. Now, when I refresh this specific query term Azure functions, what's going to happen is because I pin this particular site to appear at the top of my result set, that's what you see here. So pinning is so useful if you have multiple products and you wanted to, during a holiday season, if your company wants to surface a certain product right. at the top, you can always use pinning for that.
And maybe even like for any kind of search, you want the most important yeah. information to you is this, you can right. give it the right. order of what. Can you give it the order for everything that shows up?
Yeah, exactly. So you have an option to customize the result set however you want. And also, this product allows you to change the site. You can always boost a site. You can also demote a site.
I
you
see.
Can re-rank. You can change the order of ranking as well. And we have an option, other things what you can do is you have an option to rename an instance. You can also clone an instance. Let's say if you're a sports company having multiple sports products, you wanted to create your own site search for those products, you can always clone an instance rather than recreating and entering a bunch of information again.
That's awesome. So how do you actually put this on your website?
Exactly. That is where I'm going to go next.
Awesome.
Now, there are multiple ways a user can make use of this custom search API. One, we offer an API endpoint. What we do is we return JSON response, and you can take the JSON and then make your own presentation layer. Or we also offer a hosted UI free of cost. I'm going to show you how we are returning the JSON response so you get an idea.
Cool.
Okay. So in order for me to show that, I need to copy the subscription keys. And this is the test subscription key what I obtained. And that is where I encourage the developer community to go sign up for free so you can test it out yourself. Now, I'm going to, for example, enter analytics as the query and then make an API call. As you see, instantly you can see the JSON response, which you can take and make your own presentation layer. And a lot of companies, the beauty of our product is it's not just for a particular segment. We have many startups to a mid-size to an enterprise level companies using our APIs. And some of the companies, they don't have a lot of dev resources.
Right.
So they don't want to invest time in building their own presentation layer. That is where those customers are using the hosted UI option.
Right.
So with hosted UI, we are, as I was saying earlier, we are offering hosted UI free of cost. And there are multiple things customers can do. They can choose a different layout however they want to surface their result set. In this example, I'm going to show a layout which has a search box.
Got it.
And then we also have different color themes you can choose between dark, sky blue, and classic themes. And you have an option to place what kind of text you wanted to show it in your search box. So I'm just going to say, in this example, Azure.com search, for instance, because that is the site I just added. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say I just want to show only 7 results per page. And then I can choose a page title. I'll say here, search Azure.com. I can also add a logo to it so that it's easily, you know, you can have your own company logo. I already have a logo URL copied. I'm going to put it here. As you see, as soon as I make changes on the left side, I can see the changes reflecting on the right. This is not the actual result set, but it will give you a sense of how the result or the search page will appear. And now I can choose a different toolbar theme. And before I hit save. I need the subscription keys again. So I'm going to copy the subscription key from here. And hit save. Now, Seth, you may think that how can I consume this UI?
Yeah. So
there are multiple ways you can consume the UI. One is you can use the JavaScript snippet and embed it as part of your application experience. And what we do is we identify each custom configuration with a unique custom config ID.
That's cool.
That is how Bing will know that this specific search experience is for Azure.com, because that is what I added to my site search. And like that, we issue custom configuration ID for all the instances a customer will set up. And so you can either use this JavaScript snippet or you can also use the HTML endpoint. And now I'm going to show you by clicking this link how quickly I was able to set up a nice site search experience. So here we go. So this is the site search experience I created using the hosted UI option with adding Azure.com to my site. And as you can see here, this is the text I originally entered in my hosted UI option. Now I'm going to use, for example, analytics. As you see, the result set is just from the Azure.com, and this is such a nice experience we have created by using our hosted UI in less than a few minutes.
And this is pretty amazing because, I mean, you have the option of getting something out there quickly,
right?
Or you can use the API endpoint and make something that looks like it belongs in your site.
Exactly.
So here's a question, like, do we inject ads into this?
So as I was saying earlier, this is an ads-free product.
Okay.
And that is what a lot of customers are getting attracted to. Because, you know, for instance, when I'm browsing a certain site, and one of the thing personally as a user for me is it's annoying how I get so many ads.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people may not be interested in seeing ads on their applications or their search experience. And that is where we have Bing Custom Search as a differentiator in the industry today. And many companies or many customers across the world are moving to this product because one of the key benefit factor for them is it's coming up with ads free. And also it allows them to customize their result set however they choose.
Yeah, and I like this because, I mean, if I have a search that I want to do, right, I can literally just do this.
Yep.
Like we spoke longer than it took to do this. And then get an API endpoint and make it look like it belongs in my site.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this a part of a subscription? How do you pay for this?
This is currently, you can sign up for free, and then as long as you have a subscription ID, you just need to sign up for a subscription ID and then start consuming it. And we are offering $4. We are charging $4 per 1,000 transactions and for customers, and we have a great support mechanism as well. And not only that, we are constantly learning and evolving. We really need customer feedback, and it's not just we create product and put it in the market. We are very mindful of getting feedback from the developer community, and then what we want to do is we have a backlog of a feature request that's been asked by several customers, and we are constantly evolving our product. In the next 3 to 4 months, we are going to launch additional functionalities as a part of Bing Custom Search as
well. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching. Make sure you take a look at customsearch.ai if you want to get started, or just do Bing Custom Search. You'll be able to find that on Azure.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me, Seth.
Awesome. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.